Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Unlike ESPN, we are not in dismay. It's the Hoops Never Visions podcast. I am your host today, Reddit Mavericks, and I'm joined with my good friend slash enemy, Squish. How you doing, Squish?
Hi. I hate you.
I hate you too.
Good.
Yeah. Just to let everybody know, we're recording while Slovenia is playing, so we might be a little distracted because this is obviously a really big game for Slovenia. And for Luka fans everywhere. but before we start, we have an ad read already. So, all right, let's see. We're going to talk about Spotify Green Room. It's a live audio-only sports talk platform, free to download and to use. You can talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to the breaking news. I've been on it a few times. I haven't been on it since it became Green Room. But it seems fine. remember, it's free. It's free to download. You can download it in the Android app or the Apple app. You can create your own profile, link your Twitter, and join. I think ours is we have Reddit Mavs Twitter, and then we have MFL are our two big Mavs groups. You can follow me at Reddit Mavericks, and you'll let know whenever I go live. It's not often, if ever. We'll see. That might change in the future, but yeah. So anyway, guys, for today, we realize it's a holiday weekend. I have plans later. Squish has plans later. Don is currently having the time of his life. I think if I saw... it's like I saw his Instagram, and he's like wakeboarding or whatever. So...
Like firing a cannon off of a patio or something.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh my god, he's gonna get fucking hurt!" Like, I was like, "Oh nah. No, I know." I was like, "Your beard's really close to that fucking those sparks, dude." Like, I was nervous, but
we're worried about 4th of July X Games, Don.
Yeah, we are, but yeah. So we're just gonna do questions today. Really, not a lot of news unless we want to talk about Olympic qualifiers, which I've actually watched every game I think this year. This time, and I mean, there are questions about that, so let's get into it. Let's see.
You probably have to solo this, because...
That's fine.
That's fine. Holy filthy, shit. Filthy boy.
Holy fuck, what is that? He's only had probably 4 points, though.
I'm playing. Yeah, but that'll change.
Yeah, that will change. Especially if... Yeah.
He grows stronger as the situation grows always, more important.
Dude. I was like, if Lithuania keeps it close, bro, he's gonna start balling out. Okay, so first question comes from CJ. CJ asks, your analysis on how the Mavs look during the qualifying tournament. And also, what pair of shoes will you purchase next? So it's weird because, like, Nicolo Melli technically isn't one of our players anymore. I think he's a restricted free agent. But I don't know if we're going to retain him just because he hasn't been. He was kind of a throw-in for another podcast host in JJ Redick. That was supposed to be the main part of that trade. Didn't really work out that way, obviously. Nicolò Melli has looked fucking terrible. The fact that, you know, he's getting like 25, 24 minutes a game and has scored 5 points total, like in the two games that he was in, or three games he looked in, it doesn't look good. You know, so he just looks bad. Boban he's looked human and he's looked like God. In this tournament,
speaking of God, that Luka
yes, I know. Yeah. I saw... Good segue.
Anyway. Luka just, sorry for
flinged it.
Listening, and if at the time of recording, Luca just did a step back midi, like swan pass to the corner, and yeah. Dude just drilled it.
She was great. Anyway,
must be nice.
It is nice. I know. Goddamn. Anyway, Bobons looked like God. He went off against the Philippines, a team I didn't think he'd have to go off on. I think he had like 25 points that game. He had a double-double with rebounds. It was good. Literally, like, if he didn't go off, if he doesn't go off that game, the Philippines win. And then, you know, I think, Serbia's out of contention. That was good. Who else? Dwight Powell hasn't been the best. I don't know if Nick Nurse knows how to use them correctly. Just had, you know.
No one does.
I'm saying he should just be rolling to the basket, and that's it. You know, he had a 3-point.
So what are they doing with Dwight?
I mean, they're trying to do that, but they don't have the fucking guys who are good enough to, like, really, like, have their gravity, you know? Like, no one has Luka's gravity, obviously. But,
Reyes.
You know, but, you know, they just, like, I know it's weird. He did have a 3-point yesterday. Oh, he also fouled out yesterday in a do or die like game. And obviously Canada went home.
Vibrat right there.
Yeah, Canada's home. Canada went home. So I don't know how much experience Dwight really got. I guess kind of cool. He got to hang out with Andrew Wiggins, who might be his teammate in a couple months. But otherwise, you know, he was whatever. Now Luka's the guy. Where I was like, holy shit, bro. Like, I knew he was going to be good, like, during the tournament, but he's fucking just gone off. And it helps that he has fucking shooters and guys that know how to roll to the basket, you know, on his team. And they're up 10-0. They're up 10 right now. Nice.
He's phenomenal. Yeah. He just went on a nice little assist and scoring run.
Yeah.
Unrelated. No, I guess related because they're in the same game. So was DeMontis Sabonis just born with perfect Disney Prince hair, or like, what's going on? How does that
I've noticed this
course of a really sweaty NBA game, or like it is undisturbed by actions like running, it just falls back into like it's, perfect place.
I don't know how, dude, because like gel doesn't do that, you know, like maybe like hair,
it's
maybe
genetics, baby.
I guess so. From
he's our, got super power hair
from his dad, but who's one of the greatest players of all time. yeah,
his dad had like a weird haircut though.
True. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I have no idea.
Like, his dad looked like a really tall, like, generic 2K creative, like, player.
I just think about his dad playing the
haircut
NBA, bro.
Wise.
Like, his dad would have been haircut fucking amazing. But
his dad, am I thinking of someone else?
You might be thinking. But Luka's been great. It looks as of right now they're up on Lithuania. We'll see how that turns out. I mean, by the time recording, this should be done. But, yeah. What shoes am I going to purchase next? I am expecting a child, so I probably won't be buying shoes for myself anytime soon. Because I know I kind of have a growing sneaker collection. There are some shoes I want that come out, I think, in November or December. And by that point, my son should be paid off because the American, you know, medical system. You know, even if you have insurance, you still got to pay a shit ton out of pocket, especially for a child. So, Squish, are you going to buy any new shoes anytime soon?
Probably should.
You probably should.
Yeah, I need new shoes. I'm one of those, my shoe game is non-existent, and it's because I buy shoes to wear the shit out of them. I don't care to invest a lot of money into, like,
yeah, yeah,
really nice shoes. If that makes sense. Yeah. I'm not a quote unquote sneakerhead, okay?
Like me.
I'm like, oh, that looks like it'd be good to wear to work for a few years.
Nice. Yeah. All right, let's see. Next question comes from Pickleboy. Pickleboy Note says, I know this is overused, but I'm desperate, so what have you and the rest been watching on Netflix, Hulu, Prime, Disney Plus at the moment? You can go first on this, Squish.
I'm pretty much Bo Burnham's Inside on repeat for a month. So,
which I'm gonna watch. I just like.
You must. If you haven't seen that, anyone listening, it is one of the best things I've ever seen.
And it's based off of the video Squish made a couple days ago. I think
the video is based off of it.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. 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 So.
It's classified as a comedy special, but honestly, it's just a piece of art, and it's quite a ride. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll feel things.
Yeah.
Watch it when you've got a chunk of time to process it, too. It's just good shit.
Cool.
And visually cool.
Yeah.
Because he just filmed it himself.
Oh, yeah.
In a room. Solo. Did the lighting, everything. It's cool. It's
that really is a cool concept, different. Though. That's a cool concept.
You know, and I've said this to a few people, and I think I tweeted about it. I've been dreading all the, like, COVID era kind of art.
Yes.
That was going to inevitably come out. And I'm more specifically, I think of, like, if I were still in New York, all the, like, bad, like, workshopped, like, one-act plays and shit I'd probably have to be seeing. You know, just like some Brooklyn thing. Like, oh, you know, it's just, here's a play about being stuck in my apartment during, like, just kind of bullshit like that. And then this was actually really fucking good. Because the thing about the pandemic for me is, once it's done, I don't ever want to think about this time of my life again.
I never ever want
So the last thing I want to see is, like, pandemic. It's like when they started releasing commercials again during this, but people had masks on and shit, or they were, like, kind of putting advertisements.
Yeah, like there's, like, a Heineken commercial.
The COVID lens, and I'm just like, fuck this, man.
Like, don't do this, please. Like, this is a terrible time in human history.
I'm told because I don't want to think about this.
Yeah. I've been watching Loki. It's easily
I haven't, just to briefly interrupt, don't talk about anything about Loki than it's good.
I was gonna say
I'm catching up on all that. I haven't even seen WandaVision yet.
I'm telling you right now, man,
I'm doing a Marvel binge catch up.
Loki is easily the best out of the three shows.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's great. Tom Hiddleston's a fucking amazing actor.
he is far and away, having seen him on in a stage play now, he's a terrific actor, so I'm not even shocked.
Let's see. I've also been watching.
I watched Army of the Dead on Netflix.
How was that?
I hate zombie movies.
Okay.
Just in general, like, I enjoy watching them, but I don't. It's one of those things where, like, it's of the horror genres and just, like, things that can happen in movies. It's just too depressing.
Yeah. Especially right now. Yeah.
And Army of the Dead is cool because they make some fairly unique choices, I think, with how the zombies are in that movie. Like, they have different kinds of zombies and kind of give the zombies a little humanity too. It's like not just like, oh, brains. It's kind of neat. It's not like a mind-blowing movie, but, like, it's a fun watch. Dave Bautista's, like, the main character. He's got pretty solid at acting. Like, they think there's a few dramatic scenes where they're, like, talking about some heavy shit that kind of falls flat, but that's fine. It's a zombie movie with Dave Bautista in it.
Yeah,
I'm not expecting
Shakespearean. Yeah.
But visually, it's stunning. You know, Zack Snyder directed it, and I'll give him this. You know, regardless of how you feel about him, like, visually speaking, I mean, he is a genius. In some way, I mean, just the kind of spectacles he can create and the visuals he puts together, just kind of the composition of different shots and how well thought out it is, and there's just some nice, like, striking visuals. I'm like, this is kind of cool for a zombie film, which I haven't seen all that many because, again, they depress me. But I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, the whole opening sequence of that film tells its own story. Like, it's like an old rule. I was talking to a friend of mine, actually. We were watching Batman Returns, but it's like, you can tell a movie's going to be at least solid if they actually, like, have the opening credits sequence be a part of the story.
Yeah.
And they do that in this movie.
That's cool.
It's neat.
That's another recommendation you probably give.
Army of the Dead's fun if you want to watch a zombie movie.
Let's see. I've also watched, oh my God, what else have I watched? I mean, if you want to go to Prime, obviously, like, I will always forever, ever recommend Invincible. Invincible and the Expanse is great too on there. That Expanse is more sci-fi. Invincibles, you know, obviously superheroes that aren't very super. let's see. Next question comes from Mavs Network. Which basketball team gives the U.S. the biggest run for their money in Tokyo? Man, I don't know. Obviously, it's too early to tell if at the moment if Luka is going to be in there in that tournament. I think every guy on the U.S. team like knows Luka and is like, oh shit, like this guy can win a game by himself, you know, if need be. Olympic tournament is fun because it's one and done, you know, it's kind of like NCAA except like professionals all over the world. I will say that Spain's always usually pretty strong. France is too. Australia is not as strong as it used to be, but it's still pretty strong. Josh Green's gonna be on that team, so that'll be fun to watch him kind of develop and hopefully learn to be a fucking badass from his Aussie teammates. I would probably say France or Spain would probably get the biggest run for their money. If Slovenia gets in, I think Slovenia could be like a very, very dark horse. Just to, you know, fuck with the competition. So we'll see. Let's see. Next question comes from Dalton Richardson, the Texas Waffle. I'm doing it because even though Dom's not here. What's harder, winning an NBA championship or winning a gold at the Olympics?
It depends on where you live.
Honestly, yeah.
If you live in the U.S., we usually have the deck stacked pretty high in the Olympics.
Yeah, just to fuck with everybody else.
So I'd say, yeah, if you have to play against the U.S., that's probably harder than an NBA championship. Absolutely. Because you're playing against a literal 12 stack of NBA All-Stars most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say probably winning a gold if you're the rest of the world. You know?
I'm not saying that to be a dick. It's how it is right now. Yeah, but the international game, like, is growing all the time. I mean, it's always... I sound like an idiot. I just mean, like this, the global scale, like, basketball-wise, seems to be increasing quite a bit as the sport has grown in popularity.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like
I would not have had... the accessibility of the sport has been really cool. So I would not have been able to watch... like even a game like this years ago, you know what I mean? This is fucking great.
Yeah. Let's see. I think it would be Olympics also because like you only do it every 4 years, you know, five if you're dealing with COVID. So, I think winning a gold medal, even like not even like in basketball, but other sports too, like or other like the individual Olympic gold medal stuff, like those are hard, like, you know. Like track and field and swimming, like those are fucking difficult. Cause you're only dealing with one person, you know, we're only relying on one person to win that for your country or whatever. So,
in familiar fashion, Luka subbed out and everything went to shit.
I know, I saw that, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. They went down, but they're down by like, no, Luka came back and immediately got, yeah, great. Anyway, let's see. Darkseed Mavs asks, can you tell me all the Mavs related podcasts out there? I can try. There's a lot, man. The ones that I know for a fact, the best one out there that in my opinion would be the Hoops and Hypevisons.
A good one.
You know, I just like those guys are really funny. And really interpersonal when, you know, talk to people on Twitter and stuff like that. There's also Mavs Moneyball with Kirk Henderson. That's a great one. He keeps it very, very real. almost to a fault sometimes. There's Step Back Mavs. Dalton's my guy. So, love him. Dalton Trigg. There is Locked On Mavs. Kind of like the premier, everyday podcast.
Mavs Outsiders.
Yeah, Mavs Outsiders. Great. Love, you know, love those dudes over there. They had a really cool, GM, yeah, recent Bibbs had a really cool GM series, which I thought was really cool. Who else is there? There's Buckets and Beyond. Those guys are pretty cool. There's She's a Maverick, who just put out a really, really like kind of personal podcast episode. I had to pause it actually because it made me feel terrible. She's really good and she's always really happy and she's really fun to talk to on Twitter. Who else, man? I'm trying to remember. And if you're listening, you have a podcast and I didn't mention your name, I'm so sorry. I don't have a list in front of me. There's a lot of us and we offer different things.
Kenny does the no name pod once right. in a blue moon.
Yeah, Kenny does one maybe like once a month. Good, thank you, Kenny. Yeah. Kenny's is great though. Like I love Kenny's. Yeah. But there are more. And there's quite a few more and I don't know what their names are. I'm sorry. But I'm sure if you look up Mavs on a podcast, you know, app, you'd probably be able to find them. Next question comes from Ivan. Don't have a question. Just missed Mexican teams in Copa and the Copa Libertadores. Good old days. I agree. I miss that too. let's see. Oh my God, you missed that open as three. Anyhow.
These dudes are like open every possession.
I know, bro. They can't fucking capitalize. Whoever heard that before. Let's see. Grace asks, Squish and Don Mav song collab when?
It's a great question.
Yeah, when's that happening? This weekend?
We're in contract negotiations.
Contract
negotiations. Yeah.
Man, yeah. I'm the executive producer, so I just sit back and just watch y'all do stuff.
By that, I mean... What is executive producer role in this case? You just like retweet our dumb shit.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's what I do.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Promoter, you know, all that stuff. All right, let's see. Dallas Hoop.
If I'm not tweeting as much this summer, it's because I'm working on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Squish has been texting me about it, and it's
I got some things.
Yeah.
Think some things in the pipeline.
All right, let's see.
I'm having fun.
Dallas Hoops asks, what Maverick from the past, sans Dirk, would solve our problems if they were on our team next year in their prime? Ooh. So any Maverick from the past, basically. Oh, man.
In their prime.
Tyson. Tyson would be a
great... That's funny because that's the first... Well, it was a 1A. I thought of two people like simultaneously. Tyson? Wait, and then it's non-Dirk, right?
Yeah. No-Dirk. Yeah,
Dirk's so... Yeah, easily. Man, Steve Nash.
Oh, yeah, bro. What the fuck? Yeah.
Modern NBA Steve Nash? Okay, yeah. Defensive woes.
Yeah, but fine. But okay.
Luka's not a bad defender. Steve would be... the bad defender in this scenario.
Could you imagine? But yeah.
Like double team. Look, we got Steve Nash.
And Steve Nash actually, because he's talked about before where he's like, I wish I took more threes. Like, you know, like.
He would dominate this era.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, oh, I would love that. Damn. This is a really good Slovenian Lithuania game, guys. It's tied up. It's
like Luka doing his thing, creating open threes, and then. Lithuania is just paint mashing with the Bash Brothers.
Yeah, dude, it's great. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fucking Mike Tovey. I just want to sign you, but anyway. Let's see. Next question comes from Ali. She asks, what is your favorite 4th of July meal/food? I really like burgers. Burgers are really, like, they're simple to make and, you know. Yeah. But I don't really, I eat quite a bit on July 4th, but I drink more. So, you know, it's my one day of the year where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go all out because I don't work the next. Well, I have summer off still, but, you know.
Burgers, duh. And then it's like one of the one days a year where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy a hot dog.
Yeah. You know, not
like out grilling out and you know, it's junk. It's just potato chips involved. It's like, let's just be the trash cliche and eat this.
the trash American cliche.
dietary.
Yes. Yeah.
Shooting on your big holiday.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Let's see. Wash Mavs blog, AKA Tyler. I know this is you, Tyler. asks, just kidding. No, everybody knows this already. Anyway. If you had one free hour each day, what would you do?
Sorry. They finally didn't reward Valanciunas for flopping. Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. you saw that too. Anyway. Yep.
Sorry. Luka just did a Luka.
Little Luka floater. Fucking crazy. Anyway. So, a Wash Mavs blog asks, if you had one free hour each day, what would you do? Okay, so this is actually about to change, because I'm having a kid. So I'm going to talk about it as if it's like three weeks in the future. My one free hour each day, I would take a nap. Like, that's what I'm doing for the hour. So, because, what?
I said naps are good.
Yeah, naps are good. You know, especially when you have a child.
One free hour every day.
What? Yeah. What would you do?
It depends on the day.
Let's say it's like a day off.
Then all my hours are free.
Okay, how about it's a day during the work day? God damn it.
Probably just like these days, right? So I work in an ER. It's really exhausting and stressful. Say a free hour during a work day, I'd probably go like to a food spot I like by myself and just chill.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Have a nice little hour.
Nice little hour to yourself.
To nom and not think about
the terrors of the world.
Seven people in a row coming in with fishing hooks in themselves and shit. So
it's funny because you say that, but I know it's happened probably.
the patterns in which people come in and what they come in with are very weird.
That's so interesting.
Like, you'll have a day, and this happened. We had like 8 UTIs in a row.
That's interesting.
Then 5 back-to-back people, different total strangers, with puncture wounds from fishing lures on the same side of their bodies.
Dude, what the fuck?
Okay. Right foot, right hand, right thumb. Like, it was like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
That's fucking
catch
weird.
The fish, not yourselves.
That's fucking so bizarre. Weird, dude. What the fuck? Oh, Jesus. Luca. Okay. Let's see. Next question comes from Luca for MVP. They ask, who you'll be cheering for in the Olympics? Is it USA or Mexico? What about basketball? Will you cheer the Mavs players or somewhere going to Tokyo? And the Olympics is weird because Mexico historically doesn't have the strongest competitors. I'm very like whatever and just root for whoever's winning. You know, I guess I have that blessing of, you know, being American but also having a Mexican heritage. When it comes to basketball, I think, you know, everybody kind of knows that, like, it's kind of like whenever Golden State was like in their height, like, just like everyone knows they're gonna make the finals and probably win the finals. But it's about the journey otherwise for me, where it's like everybody knows America is gonna get there, USA is gonna get there, but I want to see like what the other teams do. I want to see like how Australia does, and it looks like Boban, maybe Luca, maybe Melly, Josh will be there. Josh Green will be there. So, I'll root for like the individual players as well. Just kind of see how they're doing and stuff like that. Now, if USA were to lose, especially with the team coming in, that'd be fucking crazy. I don't see it happening, but it'd be cool. I know this is like the one thing that America dominates at usually, but you have any answers for that, Swish?
And it's this weird conundrum, right? Like, the US is always really good. So, and I live here, so it's like, yeah, I want my country to win, I guess. But at the same time, like, if they were facing Slovenia in the finals,
I'd be like, shit.
I kind of want, there's the underdog, like, we kind of always win this shit, like, let's let them have
a turn, dude. I think
also, if Lithuania doesn't stop flopping,
yeah, that was a flop, bro.
Good
that was a flop.
God.
That was a flop.
Calling it every fucking time.
He barely touched his arm, dude. That's, that was fucking bullshit. And Jonas is coming back in. God damn it. let's see. James Grambo. Man, it's been a while. You've asked a question. He says, power rank your Americans. Top 5. Number 1 is Tony Hawk.
You've answered this question before.
Have I? I don't remember.
No, I'm saying you just knew Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah, Tony Hawk is number 1. Tony Hawk is always number 1. Damn, I don't know. Tony Hawk, I'll put Michael Jordan up there.
How many Backstreet Boys are there?
5.
All right, all 5 of them.
Those joking. Two guys. No. Those two guys. give me Dirk's wife, Jessica Nowitzki. She seems really cool. Fuck, who else? I'm trying to think of, like, not athletes. Who's an actor that I like a lot? No, he's British. He's British. Fuck, there's a lot of British guys who do American accents, huh?
Matthew McConaughey.
fucking Matthew McConaughey. No, actually, do like, no, I love Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson's cool shit to me. Who else? I can't think of a fifth one. It's too hard. Serena Williams. There we go. Boom. You got? Do you have top five Americans?
No.
All right. Let's see.
I couldn't even think of my favorite American. Myself.
Yes. Let's see. Mavrilo.
My parents.
There you go. That's brothers. There you go. That's boom. Done. Let's see. Mavrilo Bolovich Stan asks, favorite Olympic sport? Basketball is so easy to pick.
basketball because it's my favorite sport, but if it's not that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like track. I think track is cool.
Track's cool.
Track is cool for the Summer Olympics. For the Winter Olympics, I like the figure skating.
I like the short burst track events.
Yeah. The figure skating's cool.
I'm not a big relay fan, but like the sprinting, like the short thing. Yeah.
Figure skating for the winter sports, because that shit takes fucking skill, dude. Like,
gymnastics is pretty insane.
It's like you have fucking knives on your shoes. Like, you know, one wrong move and you could die. Like, it's pretty fucking baller, actually.
I wanted to say some shit like that doesn't get televised, though. Aren't there like non-televised events that happen in the Olympics?
I think so, which I think is kind of dumb, but
what in the hell? Sorry, that guy, is that the other Dragic brother?
Zoran, probably.
Zoran, yeah.
I didn't realize he was still with
the senior team.
I didn't realize he was still with the senior team, so I was like, oh shit.
He just had a wide open layup and just like kind of threw the ball.
Yeah, someone on Twitter was like, yeah, I hate Zoran, and I was like, oh, I don't know.
And that was a bad. And why isn't Goran playing?
He just wanted to. I think he's retired from the national team. Yeah, which I mean, like, fine. You know,
it's fine.
It's his. You know, his.
They could have used him.
They really could have, because he's still kicking ass, dude. I still want him on this team.
It's probably a lot to do with his NBA health too, because he's tasted the finals, even if he didn't get to play.
Oh yeah.
The window is shrinking.
Right. Yeah.
He's hurt.
That's right. I forgot about that shit. 1 second. Let's see. Next question comes from Mark. He asks, there was a tweet saying that Mabry should have been all-star this season. Do you agree? This is WNBA stuff. Absolutely. She's a fucking baller. I don't know. I don't know why the fuck she wasn't. I think it kind of sucks with WNBA because there's less spots in general, like to be on a team and stuff like that. So there's a lot of really talented people, really talented women who don't, you know, who can't make a roster.
Fuck, that's, did he make that?
That's super competitive. That's super competitive. So, I think Mabry deserved to be on the roster. Wasn't for whatever reason. Fine, I guess. Let's see. Next question comes from.
Did you see that?
I did. Shit's crazy. Okay. John asks, the dumbest things you've watched happened on any court.
Nicole O'Malley getting playoff minutes.
Oh, it's so mean, but it's true. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
kidding. The first dumb thing I always think of is when Andrew Bynum knocked JJ Barea out of the air.
That's a big one too, man.
And then it followed with Lamar Odom trying to like Falcon punch Dirk in the chest and getting tossed right after that. I was like, what are these goons doing? Like,
it's funny because I forgot that happened. Like I forgot that part happened, honestly.
Sorry, we're blowing you out.
Oh, man. Let's see. For me, I don't know. I don't really. Like, I'm trying to think of like any. thing in general, like from all from like you playing pickup to like NBA stuff. Man, fuck, I don't know.
Personally, I remember I used to play 2111.
Holy fuck, Lithuania! Jesus fucking Christ,
man. I was playing a game of 21, in like high school, and I was about to win, and it was like someone I knew, and then this other dude I didn't. He was like a bigger dude, and he was like mad I was winning. So my potential like game-winning basket. Actually, no, I did make it because it was the layup. He fucking like purposely like tried to shove me out of the air. Yeah, he bynumed me.
He bynumed you?
I like yeah, a, like fuck. I landed right on my back. I was like, "What is wrong with you?" And he's like, "Oh, my bad." I was like, "You're just gonna like flagrant foul people because they're about to win? Fuck off."
That's so funny. I'm really trying to think of like the dumbest thing I've seen. I think like the couple of finals ago when J.R. Smith didn't realize there was still time left, and LeBron's like, "What the fuck? Like, you can have more."
Oh my god, that more, was.
Yeah, more court awareness, dude. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, that was bad.
That may be number one, and it's because the situation. God, yeah, it's that like was if, so
it's like,
brutal.
It's like if they win that, honestly, like, man,
that was one of the few times in my life I was actually pulling for LeBron.
Yeah,
because the way, like, the game he was playing against that opponent, it's like, oh my god, I kind of want Cleveland to win this game, and then J.R. Smith happened. I was like, what the fuck? How do you not know the situation there?
Yeah, man. Jesus. Okay, let's see. Last question, actually. Shit, I didn't realize we had... Okay, I forgot. We went through these questions pretty quick, which is nice. let's see. Last question comes from Jay. Jay asks, Kawhi is obviously coming to the Mavs. Yes. What moves should we do after? I think we should trade KP for Jeremy Grant, then sign Holmes and re-sign Timmy. That would be great. That would be an A plus, an S plus, like S tier, like, you know, fighting games wise, like S tier is the best. That'd be
your answer. I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be an S tier fucking, you know, you know, moves.
2K GM shit.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what KP's, you know, trade value is. I'm assuming it's not very high. I don't know, man. Maybe, you know, the new coaching staff can do something about that. I have no idea. you know, I think maybe bringing JJ Barea in as assistant coach to kind of like, because it seemed like they had a lot more fun, like Luka, KP, and had more fun when JJ was there for some reason. I don't know. Maybe JJ is just such a really good glue guy. I don't know, man. I think the biggest moves I want to make is to get Rashawn Holmes and then get a guard that can dribble, you know. Like, those are the two biggest things I want to get. So one of the guards I keep thinking about is DeMar DeRozan. I know he's a little older, blah blah, but fuck timelines. Like, you know, the timeline is now. So
we made the old argument with Chris Paul, and we're seeing how that's going. Yeah,
you know, like, I think, like, if we were someone to get like a DeMar DeRozan or a Kyle Lowry, like, that'd be great. So, you know, I think that would be great. And I'd obviously, I want Rashawn Holmes. I'm pretty sure that the Hawks, you know, the Hawks match any offer given to John Collins, unless it's a max. But I don't know if you want to throw a max at John Collins, honestly.
And John Collins, if KP's gone.
Yeah, if KP's gone, John
Collins and KP.
Yeah, I'm doing, yeah. If it's John Collins, yeah, I'm, you know, if KP's gone, yes. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, those are really the only two moves I want to make. Do you have anything else to add to that?
No.
Well, guys,
any guy I would want has already been talked about. Like, I don't, there's no outside the box idea.
Yeah,
like,
ad nauseum. Yeah, because the
how smart I am at roster stuff.
Well, also because I think like the roster moves should be that pretty apparent, you know, at this point. Like, yeah, hey, like,
we just,
yeah,
we need a legit 1A or number two. That has to be priority numero uno. And then we need a real big man. Those are the two immediate things. And then you kind of improve the rest of the role players from there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Well, guys, that's our show for today. You know, again,
someone can shoot.
Huh?
Someone that can shoot.
Someone that can shoot, yeah.
Like, actually.
But yeah.
But so, actually play meaningful minutes, not someone like, well, he could shoot, but he can't play a lick of defense or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, was our problem a few years ago. But yeah, so that is our episode for today. Appreciate everybody asking us questions. I know this is a long weekend for most of us, so if you're going to go out, just be careful, be safe. Please be safe, have fun, etc. Again, we kind of did something a little shorter this time just because it's a holiday weekend, and I know me and Squish both have, things we're going to do in a little bit. So I guess that's it. So I'll see you guys later, guys.
Bye. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.